Western Sydney will be blooming with avant-garde theater inspired by a local community and the rich and vibrant Iraqi culture in Little Baghdad, cafes and gardens. This event's going to be showcasing art, music, and a plethora of stories about what it means to be Iraqi in 21st century Australia. I'm joined now by Artistic Director of PYT Fairfield, Karen Therese to tell us about the show. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem. It's great to be here. Good talking.
Absolutely.
Little Baghdad. I'm right here in the garden now, actually, just setting up some things.
Uh-huh.
Little Baghdad is it's a garden party set in the Parents Cafe Gardens. And the Parents Cafe is one of the best resettlement services for refugees in the world. And it's been acknowledged by the United Nations as one of the best resettlement services in the world. And basically, we've got an installation. We've built an installation in the garden and a dinner party, an Iraqi dinner party in the garden. And there's slam poets, there's stories, and there's just this, and there's two Iraqi bands that join together to create one massive orchestra, and it kind of ends in this beautiful celebration and party.
So, Karen, what does this space look like that you're there right now? Can you tell us a bit of what it looks like as you look around?
Well, essentially, the Parents Cafe is a refugee. It's a refugee community garden. So, in Fairfield High School. So, it's really, as much as an artwork, it's a community action to get people to come and find ways to, you know, to create more cultural movements, to join communities, the broader Australia and the refugee community together. So right now, I can see about, you know, 20 Persian rugs on the ground, covering the grounds of the garden. I can see an enormous amount of gold on water barrels. There's a huge amount of produce gardens, there's mud huts with video projection.
So all sorts of stuff, all sorts of stuff all around you. And how's the space going to be transformed for the actual show, or
is
the transformation?
Yeah.
Oh,
usually
wonderful!
It functions as a refugee community garden,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah. And so we put the Persian rugs there in the video artwork,
right.
and the gold. Yeah.
And so it's also going to involve a lot of stories from what it means to be Iraqi in Australia today. Can you share a sense of what those stories might be like where they've been gathered from? You know, what are they talking about? What do they deal with?
What do Iraqis deal with? Well, I suppose they deal with a lot of isolation from the broader Australian community and a lot of misunderstanding about who Iraqis are and what it means to be a refugee. And the stories are about the joy and the spirit and the intelligence of the culture. And last night we had some young teenagers, actually, who've been in Australia for probably only 8 months, and they come from Syria. And they were talking about asking people not to feel sorry for them, that they, you know, they have resilience, and to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things about, and also that Australia has a lot of problems, and we all just need to be friends, and we all just need to love each other. And that's the main message that's coming from the Iraqi community. You know, it's, the Australian government are telling people that they're kind of isolating our communities. They're separating Australia from the refugees, a huge amount of mixed and confusing messages. But essentially, these people, asylum seekers, are new to our country. They don't know. They're learning the culture. They're learning the language. They're trying to get jobs. You know, and they just want to make friends. The
Absolutely.
Same as you travel to a country where you don't know the language, don't know anyone. You know, you want to meet someone who kind of brings you into the culture. It's that simple. And Little Baghdad, Cafes and Garden, is really about coming together with a radical kindness and friendship and sharing food.
So what are you hoping that
forget about what politicians are telling them?
What are you hoping that people who attend will walk away with? Is just that friendship and that sense of, you know, of culture and connection?
Well, we've had a couple of community actions. People walk away more than that. People who even just worked in the garden to help us prepare for the event feel like someone said that they feel like they've their soul is kind of in a good place now. Like they've you know, they didn't realize how much anxiety they're walking around with, knowing that there's a lot of suffering out there, and now they feel like they're actually doing something. They're actually doing something, and they feel like, you know, they're connected.
Absolutely.
They're connected. Because, you know, you've got to realize people are being told not to connect. And so, yeah, it feels like it's, you know, people are really feeling like a rich warmth and connection to the whole of Australia, not just one part of it. People learn to dance a dabka, which is a beautiful dance where you hold hands, and people learn a little bit of a walk. Come away with a lot. People come away with a very full belly.
Do you have a favorite part of the event that you're really looking forward to in particular?
Well, I love the whole. It's a kind of whole immersive thing. I mean, the band is amazing. The dancing, particularly, is great. There's a gallery installation in the garden,
yeah.
The second garden section, where a number of Iraqis have created paintings that are exhibited throughout the garden, and that's a number of Iraqis tell stories about those paintings, and that's pretty amazing. But the main important thing is that the messaging is that, unfortunately, the Parents Cafe, even though it's one of the best resettlement services for refugees in the world, the government is no longer funding it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only got 3 more months of funding. And we're using this project as a community action to try and gain support and for the Parents Cafe to stay open and for the garden to keep going and for all the social enterprises that are attached to this organization to stay open. So,
well, yeah. Well,
look for it out online. We're going to be running a crowdfunding, and yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck with that, and I hope that the goes very well for you as well, and that people get a lot out of it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
And that was Karen Therese, the artistic director of PYT Fairfield, telling us about Little Baghdad Cafes and Gardens, which is going to be taking place in the Fairfax Community Garden High School in Sydney's West from the 16th to the 24th of March, running from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on those days.